Lightning Rod was running whiskey, always knew the job was risky, set out to find the fastest car around. He got a name from a guy he knew, said there's only one man I'd send you to, that's Mickey the mechanic on the other side of town. So Rod went to Mickey's shop, said I need a car that'll dust the cops. Mickey said, how much you willing to spend? They agreed on a price in cash, of course. Mickey charged him by the horse, half up front, half on the other end. Mickey said, nah, don't be shy, she'll do 110 in the blink of an eye, but you have to break her in slow, you'll break her down. Rod forked over a wad of cash, and he loaded up his liquid stash, and he grinned at that low and rumbling sound. The night was cool out there in the hills, a hooch was hot right off the still, he fired up that beast ready for flight. He was wound up the hour late, he ignored advice and tempted fate, floored the pedal and sped off into the night. In all the years he's been running Lightning Rod, never drove a car so frightening, he took Dead Man's Curve at 95. But Mickey felt that rocket ride, the tires held the pavement tight, he prayed he'd make it to the other side alive. Oh, Mickey the mechanic, he's known to stir a panic, runs a shop on the other side of town. Built the car, cop from fear, to 75 in second gear, outrun the devil, you lay that hammer down. Late that night, Mickey had a visit, and before he could even say, who is it? The law damn near busted down his door. Mickey said, what can I do for you, men? Shop is closed and it's after 10, so how about telling me what this intrusion is for? The law said, Mickey, a problem's arisen, and if you want to stay out of prison, I suggest you listen up and hear me good. Aiding and abetting a serious crime will send you up for some serious time for the voodoo that you do underneath the hood. The lawman said, we need a car and one'll outrun them all by far. We'll even pay a fare to get it right. Mickey listened to his spiel, said, mister, you got yourself a deal. I have one here you can drive away tonight. Ooh, Mickey the mechanic, he's known to stir a panic. Runs a shop on the other side of town. Built a car, bootlegger's fear. Does 85 in second gear. Outrun the devil, we lay that hammer down. Rod felt the recoil as the dashboard light shined a word oil and a cloud of smoke billowed out from under the hood. Well, Lightning took to panicking because he didn't know a thing about mechanic and he wouldn't spin a wrench even if he could. On the bend, that engine threw a rod and Rod started believing in God as the back end lost control in an oil slick. The car spun out about 10 times, he could say it turned on a buck of dimes. Slammed into a cypress tree down by the creek. The car came to rest in a bog, and Rod came to in a fog when he heard something trickling out down by the trunk. So he climbed out, crawled underneath, caught a stream of liquor between his teeth. He was well on his way to getting stone cold drunk. And it doesn't matter in the end if he heard the law coming around the bend, barreling on through that oily haze. The lawman hit that oil patch and his tires never had a chance to catch, and they crashed head-on into a fiery blaze. The news made its way to town and Mickey closed the shop right down. He wheeled his own hot rod out the garage. Made from parts not found on the shelf, he saved the fastest car for himself, left a cloud of dust as he hightailed it out of Dodge. Mickey the mechanic, he's known to stir a panic. Runs a shop on the other side of town. Built a car everybody feared. Just 95 in second gear. Outran the devil and he laid that hammer down.